This is the awakening by a rebel. Soldiers who seized power in a military coup Sunday in the West African nation of Guinea announced on state TV that the president, Alpha Condé, has not been harmed. A representative of the group who called themselves the National Committee for Rally and Development said that the 83-year-old has access to health care and is in touch with his doctors. The official made the announcement from the headquarters of the state TV network, surrounded by men in uniform. The soldiers detained Condé after hours of heavy gunfire rang out near the presidential palace in the capital, then announced on state television that the government had been dissolved. Condé's whereabouts were unknown for several hours Sunday until a video emerged showing him being held in a military custody. In their statement, the junta gave no timeline for releasing him other than to say everything will be fine. When the time comes, we will issue a statement. They announced plans to replace the governors and mayors with regional commanders. They also said a nationwide curfew was in effect until further notice. Other officials in the junta called outgoing ministers and former presidents of institutions and told to attend a meeting on Monday, and said declining their invitation would be considered a rebellion. Libyan authorities release Saadi Gaddafi, a son of the former leader Muammar Gaddafi, who was ousted and killed during a 2011 uprising. The news came from a Libyan official source and a unity government source on Sunday. They said that Gaddafi's release resulted from negotiations involving senior tribal figures and the prime minister of the United government. Saudi Gaddafi fled from Niger during the NATO-backed uprising. This is VOA News. The commander of an armed opposition group in Afghanistan said Sunday that he welcomed proposals from religious scholars for holding peace talks with the Taliban if they pull back their forces from his native northern province. Ahmad Massoud made the offer through a post on his organization's Facebook page on a day when Taliban forces claimed they had fought their way into the provincial capital after seizing the rest of the province. Massoud's statement came in response to reports in Afghan media that said a council of religious scholars had called on the Taliban to accept a negotiated settlement to end the fighting. It is the last remaining area of armed resistance to the Taliban's rule since they captured the other 33 Afghan provinces, including the capital, last month in a blitz as Western-trained government forces collapsed and the president, Ashraf Ghani, fled the country. Qatar has flown humanitarian aid into Kabul and said that it will operate daily aid flights to Afghanistan over the next few days, providing much-needed supplies following a hiatus and much Western aid due to Taliban's takeover last month. It has emerged as a key connection between Western nations and the Taliban after developing close ties with the militant group through hosting its political office since 2013. The Gulf State Foreign Ministry says that the Qatari aid flight carrying medical supplies and food products arrived in Kabul on Saturday. Qatar is to help to reopen the airport, which closed for several days after the United States led airlift of its citizens and Afghans and other nationals ended last month. Riot police in Montenegro have fired tear gas as protesters who then fired gunshots in the air and hurled bottles and stones during the inauguration of the new head of the Serbian Orthodox Church, a small Balkan nation. Police and media reports say at least 7 police officers and several protesters were injured in the clashes. At least 14 people were detained. Ceremony Sunday morning in the former capital angered opponents of the Serbian church in Montenegro. The country declared independent from the neighboring Serbia in 2006. Hundreds of protesters confronted the police on Saturday around a monastery where the inauguration took place. The protesters opposed Serb influence in their country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.